Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Well, you can do better than that. St. Louis, Florida, make some noise. I'm excited this weekend because I got one of my best friends in the world on the stage. His name is Lee Domain, and he's brilliant. He has sold a lot of companies for squazillions of dollars, which allows us to vacation together and travel and do really great things, and it allows him to pay all my bills. Come on, somebody! He has paid for my food in Australia and everything, Cajun and Alabama. Give it up one more time for Lee Domain. We're going to interview him this weekend, just talk just like we would in real life, just as friends, especially to business people. In fact, you can catch this all week, reshare it on Facebook and so on, because he has a gift not to be a preacher. He's actually a king. The Bible talks about there's kings and priests. Everybody shout that with me. Kings and priests. Shout it again like you had breakfast. What's that?
Kings and priests.
So there's people who function in a ministry role or a preaching role, and then there's people who function in the ministry of making money in the business world to pay for all these things. And Lee, you've done such a great job over the years, and we've done a lot. In fact, I want to show a picture. This is typically what we do. His pastor is my pastor, Pastor Chris Hodges. So we go on vacation all the time. In fact, that was our right before Christmas on that. For years and years and years now, we go to New Orleans and we eat our way through New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Ça c'est bon. Y'all know some Cajun chat.
Yeah, we've eaten a lot of meals. In fact, when I first started eating with them, you can take that down now. I first started eating with them, we went on a trip, and I was like, in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't handle this. And the next morning, I talked to him, and I'm like, man, you got to prepare for a trip like this. Like, you got to max your stomach out, you got to stretch your stomach out, and then you've got to take Pepcid, and you got to have all these Tums and stuff. And I'm like, I didn't know this. I just ate regular. But these Cajun guys know how to eat, and they taught me how to do it. And then they go on a 21-day fast, as we do in January, and kind of clear balance.
We need it.
We need it. So anyway, before I cut him totally loose, I got a scripture that I want to read to you in Florida and here. And this will help kind of set it up for you to understand that God wants to bless you financially. As you know, we've been through COVID, and a lot of people have had a hard time. A lot of people at our church have had the best season of their life financially because the wealth of the sinner, go ahead, is laid up for the just. And so just because the world's getting a spanking doesn't mean that we are. So here's Proverbs 11. I want to read verse 24. It said, there is one who scatters yet increases in more. This is talking about seed and harvest, where people think, if I give away, how could I have more? And there's one who withholds more than is right, but that lends to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will himself be watered. He who waters himself will be watered. Then verse 28 says, he who trusts in riches will fail, but the righteous, everybody shout loud, that's me. But the righteous will flourish like foliage. Then last verse I want to read is verse 31. It says, if the righteous will be recompensed, the righteous will be recompensed in the earth. Doesn't say you'll be recompensed in heaven. It said we would be recompensed in the earth. And for so long, you and I have had a million conversations, whether we're hunting, shooting, eating, whatever, about people being broke, and broke people can't feed the poor. Broke people can't visit folks in prison. Broke people can't build churches. And so I just wanted you to kind of unpack, you know, from that verse or whatever you want to do, and just maybe even tell your story. I know your story, but I want them to hear, like, how you got started. How'd you get into this?
Sure. Well, I'm born and raised in South Louisiana, and, you know, Louisiana's known for a lot of colorful things. We got more reality shows than any other state combined. That's probably not a good thing, but we eat good, you know, in South Louisiana. But growing up there, you know, been married now for 32 years to my wife, Laura. Yeah, she's amazing. And so we've got five kids, four boys and one girl, and five grandbabies now, which is that's God's gift for not killing your kids, y'all. And so it's a blessing. But I've got one of my boys with me tonight is Harrison, and he's married and has three kids in 3 years, y'all. That boy's busy. But
I asked him if he liked kids. He said, "No, I like my wife."
That's what he said. Evidently, that's true. But he's gonna find out because those kids are expensive. You told me this. Hillsong may have Young and Free, but those kids are young and expensive.
That's right. That's true.
But growing up in South Louisiana, I knew at an early age that God had gifted me with creative ideas. And at 6 years old, this is a true story. You're asking me to tell some of my story, so I'm going to go way back, just in a short two-minute story. When I was 6 years old, I convinced the ice cream man to front me the ice cream in our neighborhood. And I had him, he fronted me all the ice cream, and I'm reselling it and giving some away and all of this. I did not understand, though, accounts payable. Until he came to collect, and then I got in a lot of trouble with my dad and everything else because I didn't know that you had, that you just couldn't like keep, I didn't know you had to pay for the cost of goods sold. And, but I knew at an early age that God had given me kind of this whole creative flow. And, you know, I went through school, was not a good student, had a great time, you know, and I went to LSU and at, you know, LSU when you're, you know, it was a mutual decision after 2 years that we part. And, you know, this isn't Harvard, guys. This isn't Wharton School of Business. You know, this is LSU.
Hey, I want to make sure everyone understands that Pastor MJ, our daughter-in-law, was the producer for LSU Tiger TV and the anchorwoman. So be careful about LSU.
Yeah, like, I got to be careful.
My grandbaby, all he has is LSU game day gear.
I'm still trying to understand what our head coach, football coach, how he talks, man. It's like, go Tigers. But having a blast growing up in Louisiana, but I had a moment, really an encounter with God, where my first business I'd created in the early 90s was a internet platform and a virtual automotive marketplace in 1993. Now, that had never been done before. I was in my 20s. It went from $0 to $50 million in 2 years. And I'm thinking, exactly. I was like, whoa, this is great. I like this.
You could pay that ice cream guy back.
Yeah, exactly. I could. But it was a day where I was giving 20% of my income away. I was always generous. Even when I wasn't serving God, I was always generous. That was inside of me. You know, God hardwires us. He's called us all to be generous, but some people have a gift for it. He's called all of us to be worshipers, but some people have a gift for worship. I don't have that gift. Your daughter, she's got that gift. I told you, whispered in your ear, I was like, brother, she's got a touch of God on her life. I mean, that was amazing worship, by the way.
That's my retirement plan, actually.
Yeah, yeah, good hedge. Good hedge. So it started this business. It was the fastest growing business in the state of Texas and flying very high at a young age. And then it all came crumbling down after about 2 years. So how does someone achieve that level of success, create a marketplace, disrupt a very large marketplace, and really, God really blessed. I'm giving away all these resources. And then I really didn't have, though, the character to handle the blessing that was on my life. And I remember having a prayer time with God when that business had failed and I ran out of money and I'm in my three-story house in my 20s, curled up in a fetal position. And I'm crying out to God saying, why'd you let this happen to me? And I'll never forget, God told me this. He says, look, you gave to justify the private life you were living. Whoa. Yeah, exactly. And then God began to do a work in my life. And really, you see, you can let those moments where we have failure in our lives either define us or refine us. And see, I chose the latter. And so the world will try to define you by your past or failures, but God wants to refine you because it's in the journey that really makes you. And so God gave me this other idea for a business that I really learned in the pain of that failure. And that business started in the basement of a rent house, and it went you know, from a regional company to a national company, which is now a global company. And then it's a financial technology company, and it went, now it's all over the world. And the largest compliance company in the world bought it in 2007. That was a good time to sell, y'all. 2007, sold it to them and stayed on as CEO for about 4 more years, but was heavily involved in healthcare, financial technology, real estate, oil and gas, even a level of even aviation, which I got out of real quick because wasn't a profitable business. But God really had gifted me with this, but the provision or the blessing really has to have a purpose attached to it. A life scripture for me is Colossians 1:16. It says that we're created by God for God. But you got to know the what for in your life, or you're going to build your own kingdom. And it's not going to bring the fulfillment. You see, I was like some of you maybe in church today. I was going to church, checking my boxes. I would give a little bit, check my box. I would in a small group and maybe even go on a missions trip, check my box. But I'm telling you, I knew I was going to heaven, but I was empty inside. I'm sitting there going, there's got to be more in life. Where's my place? Do I need to quit what I'm doing in the marketplace to go into ministry? You know? And so what happens is, I think a lot of times we compartmentalize our lives. I don't know about you, but I had my work life and I had my church life. I talked differently. I acted differently. Not that one was bad or wrong. It's just, I'm not in a board meeting talking about a transaction or growing our business and saying, I love you with the love of the Lord, Bob. I'm not talking like that, you know. We have this Christianese language that we speak, right, in church. Well, in the marketplace, it's different. And so I compartmentalize my life, and the closer, watch this tension that happened, Pastor David, is the tension happened is the closer I got to God, the more that I looked at what I did for a living as just a means to an end to have finances to one day just maybe do something great for God or have a balance sheet one day that I could kind of maybe retire. But maybe tell you what, God's not into retirement. I'm not saying you can't retire from a job, but the Hebrew language doesn't even translate the word retire. It's never mentioned in Scripture. I think you go to new seasons, right? And so God brings me on this journey, and where everything changed was when I connected to kingdom purpose. And if you hear anything I tell you tonight, is that what you do Monday through Friday really matters in the kingdom of God. Your pastors, David and Nicole, set vision for Faith Church, but the business person sets the pace of that vision. And they, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think it's so good, too, for people watching right now, you know, even online, to understand there's a difference between preaching and business. And most people that I've seen got so on fire for God, and their business went so good, and they thought, man, I'm just like, I'm not a normal Christian. Like, I've went to another level. So they assume that means preach. But really, it's not. It's actually doing the thing that God called you to do. Birds fly, fish swim, and people who are called to be kingdom funders do that. And you've done that so well. And that's one of the reasons I wanted you here this weekend. And listen to me, Florida, all campuses. Listen to what he's saying, because, you know, he has made squazillions of dollars doing this, and he's kept his family in line. Same woman, Laura. I mean, I know this. I know about her. She would kill him, so he's got to behave. But at the end of the day, stay with the same woman, the same kids, same church. And I'm super proud of you for defining, like, nobody had really ever done this. They were either preaching or kingdom, but now your ministry. By the way, he's so wealthy now, he actually just does this full time and has helped tens of thousands of churches go to the next level. And millions of people are eating today. Missions are being cared for because of Lee. Give it up for Lee. It's what he does full time now.
I'll say it this way. I think the destiny of a local church pastor and a Christian business person is intertwined. I think God has called pastors and business people not to compete with one another, but to complete each other. And so as God raises up, and he's doing this, we work with over, it's 15,000 churches around the world. Pastors are messing, I won't say pastors, God is messing with business people. And it's like they're longing for more, and they're trying to figure this thing out. But I'll share this with you. When I connected to kingdom purpose, it was on this revelation. Be faithful to what's in your hand, and it's the key to what's in your heart. Your calling is what's in your hand. It's what you do every day. It's what you can do blindfolded. So if you're in sales, that's your calling. If you're a lawyer, or if you're working at Chick-fil-A, cooking those waffle fries and God's chicken, or you own 50 Chick-fil-A's, you be faithful to what's in your hand. Well, if you got in your heart, you want to do something great for God, you'll only be able to do that, not by laying down what's in your hand or your calling, but it's knowing your purpose, but the key to fulfilling your purpose is being faithful to what's in your hand.
Yeah, a lot of business people as well, as they think, well, would the Holy Spirit speak to me?
Yeah.
And I see this all the time. I think the most successful people at our church are the ones that they're in a small group, they're hanging around the right people, and then there's connections that are made, and then these people's priority. In fact, I just heard a story yesterday that a couple guys got in business at our church, and the one dude, there was another, like two other guys that wanted in the business, and they said, hey, you know, we need to know you've got to prove to us that you're a tither, because we're not going to get and jinx what we've got going, because these guys were so indoctrinated that God would actually put his supernatural blessing upon their business, and they were not going to have an Achan in that house. And that was really exciting, and I think that's for some people today at whatever campus you're at. Make sure that you're prioritizing God, and that the money thing is not about you getting a faster car, a bigger house. That stuff might happen, but I can always tell, and I talked about it last week a little bit, about I can always tell new money looks like Gucci threw up all over you. You know, new money's like, hey, look at my Lambo, look at my Ferrari, look at my whatever. And so, and I know that you've had all those items. I know that, but I've never seen you brag about it. You're always kind of downplaying it. You're conservative about it. And so I want to talk just a little bit about that, like the once God does bless people, and first of all, let me pause and say this. Some of you are like, oh man, I don't have two nickels to rub together. The reason why I brought my good friend here today is because what God is getting ready to do in 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25, you're going to need lessons like this from people who have an anointing of God in the area of finances on your life, because in 5 years from now, I believe we're going to have more millionaires at our church than I ever dreamed of. Go ahead, give God praise for that today. I think God's training you for what he's about to do in your life. So we didn't really prepare for this. We have just conversations together. But let's just talk about greed and priorities in kingdom.
Yeah. Well, that first business, it really became my whole world and my identity. And God has a gift for each and every person, a spiritual gift. Some people have multiple spiritual gifts. But I had that gift to go and create wealth or make money and all of that. But I didn't have the character to handle it. So your ability sometimes can get you through the door, but the character and the foundations is what's going to sustain you. I'm no longer looking at, I'll be honest with you, I'm focused a lot less on a third generation of wealth and more on a third generation of faith. And it's not because I've given away a whole lot more than I've earned, you know, in that. And it's, so it's like, I have a saying, you know, it's, you know, the more money I make, the faster I give it away, lest it get my heart. And that's actually a John Wesley quote. And because what happens is we have things can start to change. And by the way, too, people want you to succeed, but not too much. So what happens, no matter where you're at, I think that the principles that God uses work. And it's not to build my kingdom. It's not to build just things for me or any of that. I love the scripture that says a man should decide in his own heart what to give, never under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And, you know, don't give to justify, well, I want a parking space that I can have. As I'm a member of the church, so I need to be here. I need to have this seat because I gave $1 million or all of that. That's really about self. And so I have a teaching is it's the difference between legacy and dynasty, okay? God wants us to leave a legacy. The world wants you to build a dynasty. A defining moment in my life was when a mentor in my life came up to me. He's in heaven now. He was in the AFL, a football player, man's man, pastor, married my wife and I 32 years ago. He looked at me and he said, Lee, I got a question for you. He said, are you led or are you driven? And so, as a young buck, I sat there and I'm like, well, Pastor Curry, I'm driven. I'm going to go fund the kingdom of God. And my little alligator mouth my little hummingbird rear end. I mean, my alligator mouth was like, you know, I knew what to say and all of that. He says, son, that's the wrong answer. He said, don't you know that Holy Spirit leads, but demons drive? And I sat there and I'm like, wow. I said, Pastor, you're going to have to help me with that. And he took me on this journey because when you're led by the Spirit of God, you will leave a godly legacy. But when you're driven, you're going to build that dynasty. And you may win. You may have all the digits and you may have all the check boxes in the scorecard. But at the end of the day, everything you invested your life in really is not going to matter. And so I decided long ago, it's like, you know what? I've made mistakes, but I serve the God of the second chance. And I sat there and one day my wife and I, which by the way, she's my secret weapon. She doesn't even know half the businesses we were in. but God just likes her a whole lot more than me and speaks to her about me. And so she's got wisdom. Like, she was our chief HR person. You know, she's like, anybody had access to me, she was the final interview. You know, and so I remember one time she walks in with baby spit up because we had young kids, and she's got shorts and flip-flops, and she comes into an office that's suits, coat and tie. It was very formal back in the day. And so she walks in, and she had the last interview on this candidate for a high-level role, and it was a female who had access to me, so we had an agreement. You got the final interview. It's probably violated every equal opportunity employment thing, but it was just like we served the higher power, right? And so mama come in the house, and she's got baby spit up, and it's just, so she interviews that person. It was 30-second interview. She walked in, walked right out. She says, oh, no. We never hiring her. I said, okay, that's the end of that. Right. You know, but how many people know there's a level of protection in that? I call it the fullness of oneness. Yeah. When you pray with your wife, you're praying in half the full power God's called you to pray in. If you're praying by yourself, you're praying in half the power if you're married. Yeah. And so God really did something in our marriage, because it's really your legacy is God, family, mission, and your legacy.
So good. You know, I love that. I was actually looking here in West Palm, would know exactly what I'm talking about. That big pink building right there, that's 777 South Flagler, and like Outback Steakhouse, you know, their offices are there, and PDQ, people dedicated to quality that was built out of there. And really, for real, hundreds of billions of dollars have been traded out of that building. That's where you get, you know, a lot of scams have come out of Palm Beach County and all kinds of, but that's it. And we had the blessing of God come on a business guy at our church, a kingdom guy, and he used those resources at that moment to help fund the kingdom of God. And he ended up getting the top penthouse floor of that entire building and the whole left side. He said, I don't need it, so I'm going to give it to the church to have your offices there. So every day, Nicole and I and the kids, we'd go up there, and we had rent-free, knew it was God because it was 777 South Flagler. Can I get an amen? And it was just like God gave us all these Holy Ghost signs. But what I learned in those buildings, number one, we had to wear suits and stuff every day just because that was the price we had to pay to be in there, which was really uncomfortable, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, it's like, I think $250,000 every 2 months or something for the rent in those places. It's just nuts. So we're up there, and it was a blessing of God. But every day you'd go to lunch, right? You'd see the shoeshine guy, and then you would see them all valeting. There's new Lambos, new Ferraris, and Rolls Royces rolling everywhere. And it was never a situation where I judged any of those people. You could just see a lot of people put a lot of value on something, listen to me, that is not going to leave a legacy, and it's not going to matter in heaven. Now, I'm totally fine with people. I would be totally a liar if I didn't say that a lot of people at our church have some really cool stuff. So if you're here and you're like, man, I feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel bad for having stuff. Just make sure the stuff doesn't have you, because I think if you've got the stuff, it gets the attention of the world and they will listen to you. So I like you to have the stuff, but whenever the stuff gets in your heart, because this stuff will never ever leave a mark in heaven. So when I watch these people come down these steps every day and get in their car, you could just tell the ones who were happy, they love the Lord, and they were living their purpose. And you could tell the ones that were like, oh, you got one of those? Don't you have one of these? You know, everybody's got one of these. And it was all ego-driven. And so I just want to encourage all business people to, number one, not feel bad for having the stuff, but understand, and I want you to unpack this for me, what registers in heaven?
Yeah, that's great. You know, all of us in business, we look for ROI. You don't invest in things that don't produce, or if you're a good business person, you won't invest in things that don't produce a good ROI. It may create an experience that you learn from, but from an ROI perspective, a return on investment, I see the local church, guys, just me, but I see the local church as a kingdom mutual fund. I think that you invest in a local church and it has the ability to invest in real estate so you can have campuses. It invests in next generation. It invests in local, national, and global initiatives. Girls rescued out of the sex trade. But, I mean, all these amazing things. But watch this. The one thing that it does, it deals with the physical, but it also deals with the spiritual. So I'm looking at this, and one day, God speaks to me kind of like in little, I have like these, I don't know, little epiphanies or whatever you want to call them. But it was like, you know what, Lord? When you invest through the local church, everything the local church does is in Jesus' name. That's a big difference. See, I didn't understand that. We did a lot of philanthropy, and I'm not against philanthropy. I think being generous is amazing. Hospitals and great outreaches and all of that. But watch this. Only the things done in Jesus' name are going to show up in heaven. And let me explain that to you. The Bible says in Revelation 22:10 or 22:12, I believe, that Jesus says, I am returning and I'm bringing my rewards back with me. And I'm sitting there going, I never read that. No pastor's ever taught me that. What do you mean Jesus is coming back for rewards? Well, he basically says that there's going to be two moments. There's the moment of the great white throne judgment, which is salvation through Jesus Christ. Do you know my son? And when you pass that, and only when you pass that, you have a second moment, which is the judgment seat of Christ. Again, nobody told me that. And so my pastor, Chris Hodges, unpacked this 6 years ago. I'd been living a generous life for a long time, but it was like, I got mad. I called my old pastor. I'm like, hey, brother, you never taught me this. There's going to be rewards in heaven. I know treasures in heaven, but this is going to be more like an Olympic competition. I'm serious, where it's gold, it's silver, and it's bronze. I think everybody's going to be on Team Jesus, and we're going to be fired up. But watch this. Only the things that survive the test of fire, 2 Corinthians 3, are going to show up in heaven. Well, what passes the test? Only the things done in Jesus' name. So, my wife and I have an anti-trafficking organization. We've rescued over 497 women in the U.S. alone. But watch this. In Jesus' name. Because we can rescue them, we can provide care, we can provide trauma therapy, we can do all these amazing things, and it's worth it and it's noble. But if none of them come to Christ as a believer who looks through the lens of legacy and eternity, we lose if they don't come to Christ. And so I started looking at everything, David, from a perspective of not ROI, but E-R-O-I, an eternal return on investment. And so I think that's where we as the church are positioned. So you're setting vision, but I can accelerate that vision. Because it's not just fund the vision or have a project and let's do this project. No, it's a lifestyle of sitting there going, I'll be honest with you, man. I know God's created me to be a paymaster for the kingdom of God. And there's no reason why anyone, whether you make $10,000 a year or $10 million a month, God can use you. When I was at a moment of brokenness and I'd lost everything, and nobody was wanting to have lunch with me. And I'm in my 20s. And nobody was asking how I was doing. And I had one child. And so I'm sitting there navigating through that whole dynamic. And the whole faithful with your hand, you know what I had in my hand? Was $50. That's all we had over when we paid our bills and returned our tithe. And then I went to God and said, Lord, if you bless me again. Have y'all ever had those negotiations with God? If you bless me again, God, I even did it kind of King James version. Thou hast, if you blessest me the mostest. And that I said, Lord, bless me with 50 million again. And it was like I could hear an audible laugh. And I know God was laughing because he's like, come on, son, really? How about you be faithful with the $50 that you have in your hand before you worry about that? So watch what happens. I start finding out projects our church is doing. And I go to my pastor and I said, Pastor, God's called me. He's gonna reaffirm. I mean, he's gonna bless me again. I know it. And I'm gonna be diligent and steward it well. And I want to start bringing resources to the kingdom. And this is what he said. He says, well, okay, that's great. I said, I got $50 a month. And my pastor kind of sat back and he goes, okay, well, bless God. That's awesome. And I was a little ashamed even to say that, Pastor David. But what I did is I started committing every month, my wife and I would give that $50 to two missions projects our church was working on. Then we started growing and doing 4 projects and 5 projects and 10 projects. And then over years, not months, over years, the projects started growing and dollar amounts started increasing to $100, $200, $300, $400 a month per project. Then it went to 60 projects, 70 projects. 80 projects, 100 projects. Over 6 years, it got up to 147 projects. Every month we were funding and we had given over $6 million away. So don't, and what I'm saying, and look, what I'm saying is don't look at your current situation as permanent. Be faithful to what's in your hand. It's the key to what's in your heart.
So good. Give it up for Lee again there.
I know. Back before he went to Highlands, he had another church where a buddy of mine's pastor, and they came up $8 million short on a building project when the hurricane hit there in Louisiana where they were at, and they didn't know what they were doing, what they were going to do. And this man here stepped up to the plate again and solved that problem. You know, so, I mean, God wants you to have the resources to do it. And I love that, to where you're saying it doesn't matter the amount, because, you know, when God looks at, you know, our money, that's why tithing is so great, because it doesn't say there's an amount. It's a percentage. So if it's a percentage of $10 or a percentage of $10 million, and here's where most people fail, and I see you and a lot of young business guys now are getting it, that they're not just tithing off their salaries.
Thank you for calling me young business guy.
Are.
I like
Come
that.
Come on. I'm calling things that be not as though they are. Come on, somebody. No, he really is. He really is a young man. So what God's doing with people is, I think the Lord is wanting to bless people, but I watch business guys go, you know what? I'll just pay tithe off my salaries. And then they pay off their salary, but they really don't pay themselves any salary. And then their business will flatline or cap every time. And then I watch other people, their business went, they were tithing, and then it went there. And then I watch other people say, I'm thinking of a guy right now that he actually was giving automated and it went away. And he's like, for months, like, what's going on? And come to find out they hadn't been giving, and he adjusted that. And again, it just went just like that. So I think God is really looking for people that he can bless. I'm going to do something kind of weird. I want to scare Heather real quick. I saw you on the front row, Heather. I want Heather to come up here with me just for 1 second. Give it up for Heather. She didn't know she was coming. Come here just 1 minute. We'll stand up so Heather doesn't feel weird. Come on, you can do better than that for Heather. Heather just had a heart attack on the front row.
Hey, how are you?
Heather Mae Lee.
Great to meet you.
So you can turn her. Come over here, Heather. You're so cool. So I also want her. She's now, I didn't even know she was. First of all, she goes to Weldon Spring Campus. Give it up for Weldon. She's always there, and her daughter. Yeah. So what's really, just kind of unpack your story, because I think business people will be inspired because they hear him and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars and all this kind of stuff, but you were just kind of a normal chick at our church, and kind of unpack how God blessed you a little bit if you can.
Normal is kind of not the word I would use for myself, but there's nothing simple about it when God moves. There's nothing simple about it. And there was so much more to my story that about our business. So we started a clothing line, my husband and I, and it was in our basement originally. So my husband was a mortgage underwriter, and I was working in management for a gym and that kind of thing. So it was just kind of like, we're just doing this, and it was no big deal. And we were from Arizona originally, came here, found Faith Church, and started.
It was the smartest thing you ever did in your life.
It was actually, my brother's a pastor in Arizona, and I sent him a picture. I was like, oh, I found a church. And he's like, do you know where you are? I was like, I know church. It's crazy, right? And he's like, that's the Craig's church. I'm like, okay. I had no idea. So we started going, and I started tithing, but things got really, really rough for my family, and we just didn't want to give up the dream of the business, and we just... I just kept going to church, and we served. We're like there all the time, and my daughter was involved, and I was involved, and I never stopped serving, and I never stopped. It got to the point where we didn't even have $50, and I still have in a bag, a plastic baggie, 36 cents that during revival you said to hold your finances in your hand, whatever you had, and that you were going to pray over it, and that is, I couldn't even find money. Like, I was scrambling because we had nothing. We had nothing. And so I found 36 cents, and I remember crying over it and saying, okay, I want this to be so much, not for us, but for others. Like, just blow my mind. And it was probably, that was in November. And then December came, and we barely had money for Christmas presents. January came, and my husband lost his job. And I remember sitting there, like, broken, just going, okay, I know this is going to get better. And I remember God telling me, and people say, you know, oh, do you hear God? It was just like this voice. I was sitting on my basement floor, bawling my eyes out, and God said, get up. And I was like, I don't know how to get up. It's like, get up. So, like, when I got, I was, I'm up. And I heard him say, I'm going to fix this. And I just threw myself into it. And in fact, in February, I found out that there was infidelity in our marriage. And I mean, the only thing that didn't happen was the walls falling on my family. You know, that was it. But everything else was so Job. And I was like, okay, if Job can do this, I can do this. And I just kept tithing, kept serving. We decided we were going to make our marriage work. We threw ourselves into it. And that was in February. March, COVID hit. And I ended up doing online service for the church. So we were doing an obscene amount of services. So it was like...
Why are you looking at me? You're so mean.
I was like on the computer nonstop, you know, like typing and making sure people were cool in the chat rooms and everything. And my husband would bring me coffee and I'd be like, cool, drinking coffee, doing this. And then we were doing the business on the side and all of a sudden it just started to grow. And then we were doing these Skype calls or, you know, Zoom calls, and they would see that every week, like our shelves would get bigger and bigger and bigger in the basement. And then come May, we had to get out of the basement because we just didn't have the room. And my husband's like, we've got to get a building. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, I was really scared. And we were doing a photo shoot at a CrossFit gym. And I took the address because I saw it was like a warehouse. And I pasted it into Google. And this listing came up. And it had none of the numbers were the same. None of the words were the same. Nothing was the same. There's no way that it could have come up. It was just completely different. And I was like, this is right down the street from us. And my husband's like, I have been on that website every single day. I've never seen that listing. And the landlord of the property was like, oh, it's been listed for 9 months. So we went and looked and we got it. Our basement was 1,000 square feet. The unit that we got was 5,000. Within 2 weeks, we went to 7,000. And within a month after that, we went to 12,000 square feet. So we went from 1,000 square feet to 12,000 square feet in less than a month.
This is exponential growth in COVID.
And then we went from, in 2019, we went from, it was about 250 in sales, 250,000 in sales. And then in 2020, we were just under 2 million in sales. So,
yeah. Come on, give it up for Heather. Come on, Florida. This is a not normal girl. Come on, somebody, at our church. And if God did it for Heather, he'll do it for you. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. And I want you to stay here because I want us to pray. Everybody, just stand up at all the campuses. I want us to pray. And I want your daughter to come up. She's been recording the whole time. It's okay. Bring it up. Give it up for her daughter. You got to see a beautiful girl. Hannity. Come on, turn around, Hannity. Faith Church gear. Give it up for Hannity. She's just a model. So I want to pray for all businesses, but I really just want to drive the point home. The thing that Lee has done is amazing. He's made so much money that he didn't have to worry about making money. He just wanted to make a life and change people's lives. So now, you know, we go on vacation, hang out. We're close friends, but I watch all the millions of dollars that he gives away. In fact, hundreds of millions of dollars that he enables to be released into the kingdom. And sometimes those numbers flip people out. But I think 36 cents in a bag makes it real. Makes it real that God did this for Heather. And I can say every Sunday morning, I'm going to get at David Crank because she's at Weldon going, come to Weldon. She's like a campus pastor that I dreamed of hiring, but now we can't afford her. She works for free all the time. So as a person who, you know, is just faithful to God, been through a lot, look what God's done. And now they have the whole mall, and so blessed that she used to manage a gym and now she wanted her own gym. So they literally have their own legitimate, humongous professional gym for them and their employees where they don't have to wear a mask. You're like, Pastor, you don't have to wear a mask here. And it's just, it's amazing. And so here in Florida, I want you to stretch your hands toward me. An online campus, you really are a part of this church. You're in Chicago, you're in Dallas, you're in Denver, you're in South Africa on Faith TV. I believe that God has used Lee Domain tonight to speak into your life that, man, I need to realign this thing. And I'm not called to preach, I'm called to fund it. And so God, here I am, send me. God, I prophesy right now over every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that has a dream in their heart, from whether it be an ice cream truck as a child wanting to resource it and bless everybody, or now as an adult, they've given up on their dreams because of unfaithfulness or infidelity or divorce or setback or bad credit. God, I decree and declare that at the end of 2021, they're going to look back and say they won. I prophesy that over you right now. Get ready, Florida. Get ready for inventions. Get ready for supernatural opportunities. Get ready for breakthrough. Get ready for it. If God can get it through you, he will get it to you. I want you to just go ahead and look at your hands. This is what I've made Heather do every week. Say, these hands are blessed of God. They type all the right emails. They type all the right text. They shake all the right hands. They sign all the right contracts. Every time I look at my hand, I see five fingers. Five means grace. And over the next 5 years, it's going to be full of grace and favor. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shout amen. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app. And right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.